Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit and think about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy.
You're such a deviant, Ben. This is a Ben pick. You're such a creep.
Who's that lounging in my chair?
Marcy Playground.
Marcy Playground.
Yeah. FM 94.9 staple. Staple.
I so often go with the 80s, I thought I'd branch out into a different decade.
Play a little remix version, remastered, I bet. Sounds like live almost.
Trust me.
I know the original, like the back
of my head.
You
played it a lot.
One of those songs that you're like, this may test well somewhere, but we really need to hear this song in 2020, you know, or at the time, 2017. We need to hear it three times a day. There's one of those I would go question and summarily dismissed every time I questioned it. Marcy Playground, Sex and Candy, Deviant.
Disco Lemonade, I like that line.
Yeah, it's... Look at you. Creep. Such a creep. A hidden closet creep.
All right, we...
Boy, I love you, though.
We were talking so much to Nelson Lamette in our last segment. We bumped the Rindle Report, but I want to get to it. So, Paulie, what do you got for us today?
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right. I don't envy you trying to explain what you're about to explain here. It is...
I'm going to do my best to give the Cliff Notes version.
Okay.
SB Nation had a pretty lengthy write-up on it, and they did a good job of kind of breaking it down from beginning to end, or at least where we're at right now. But you've probably seen it if you're on social media, something about a catfishing scandal with Lakers and Lakers Twitter. We have Padres Twitter down here. Lakers Twitter up in L.A. was
I bet they're insufferable, by the way.
Yeah. So there's a girl named Vivian Flora. She joined Twitter in 2009 and built quite a pretty good like following on Twitter just based on her analysis of the Lakers. And then when like Kobe died, her account kind of blew up and it grew. She started a podcast with this guy named Josh Toussaint, and everything seemed normal, right?
Right.
Well, on April 19th, there was a tweet that went out by her podcast partner, Josh.
Okay.
It's now been deleted. And it said, "Hey, Lakers family, Vivian Flores at Butterfly424 is missing. 5'5", may or may not be wearing a wig because she's going through leukemia treatment from Santa Monica. DM me if you have a lead or may see her. Love you all and stay safe."
Okay. So far,
Lakers,
so good.
Like, DM'd him and they said, "Hey, our head of security, Robert, is going to reach out to you. Thanks so much. Absolutely. Vivian's part of our family. Blah, 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 blah." Later on, Josh Toussaint tweeted, "Still haven't gotten a GD explanation. Thought I trusted someone and learned my lesson. Tried to help a friend I thought was in peril. I was duped like y'all and feel bad I was a pawn. Such garbage. Logging off for a while. Stay safe out there. You never know. And then it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. There's a video of quote-unquote Vivian. And when you start to realize that, yeah, Vivian may not exist. This is somebody catfishing. You're like, okay, well, then who was that girl?
Who was hosting a podcast?
Good question. So a video went out of Josh and his friend. There's another guy that becomes part of the story. Where's Waleed? And they put out a video together, and now people are believing that Waleed may be Vivian and may be catfishing to try to get publicity for this podcast, or...
And Josh knew about it?
Or, yes, that's one theory, or Ooh. Maybe he's just doing this to mess with Josh, because there was, like, text messages sent. Waleed said to Josh, you get anything special for your birthday? Anything from Vivian? So, like, he's acting like she is another person here. They took audio of their podcast and pitched it down.
Yeah.
Matched it up with the video that Waleed and Josh posted. Like, hey, we're real people. Look at us. We're sitting right here. We're talking to you, right? Well, the voices sound very similar when you take Vivian's voice pitched down two levels. Video went out because people didn't believe that Vivian existed. So a woman, looks like a woman for sure, standing there holding a piece of paper that says Vivian on it. And says, hey, I'm right here. Thank you. Right here. Well, she spelled the name on the paper was spelled V-I-V-I-E-N, not V-I-V-I-A-N.
She misspelled her own name. It happens. It happens.
It does.
Very common.
Do you ever use a PH instead of a V?
Yeah, Steven, I've seen Paul spell
once in a while.
P-O-L yeah. Sometimes. Or Ben is B-E-E-N.
So, Lakers B-N. Twitter went nuts with the internet sleuthing. They found that text message I told you about where it said anything from Vivian. Well, Waleed sent that text, spelt it with an E instead of an A. And then Josh replied, nah, didn't get anything really except for some money from my mom. Vivian with an A. Sent me a sweet message earlier.
That is very confusing.
It's
very confusing. It's there are shades wild. Of the Manti Te'o story as well, especially if the friend never knew. Like he was getting duped and thinking he was hosting a show
with a woman
named Vivian
that he'd never met,
and it turned out to be this guy this whole time. That sounds kind of Manti Te'o-ish. At the same time, I don't really care. I mean, if someone wants to be a character named Vivian on their Lakers podcast,
yeah, have a ball.
More power to them. Doesn't really matter. A lot of people play characters on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the jackhammer over here.
Why are you staring at me?
You're the jackhammer for the show.
I am the same man off the air as I am on, unfortunately. Unfortunately for everybody.
Wouldn't it be so crazy? People found out. Now, Stephen Woods is just an alias.
It's alias.
It's actually Bill Johnson.
Yeah.
Just been using that Woodsy alias for many years on the radio in San Diego.
It's a very weird story. And it, you know, as someone that's been accused of having an entire audience made up of burner accounts, yeah, I mean, I guess I have a little sympathy if he got taken. It's this huge coup d'etat, though, it sounds like, by these guys.
Someone took it too far to pretend that they were missing, though, and had leukemia, if that's the case.
Very strange.
Hang on. Something here. I just pitched Woody Woods down two levels just to see if it sounds like maybe somebody we know.
All right, let's see.
And it, you know, as someone that's been accused of having an entire audience made up of burner accounts.
All right, who is this? It's Vivian.
That's wild.
And it, you know, as someone that's been accused of having an entire audience made up of burner accounts.
You're actually that guy in Phoenix, aren't you?
The snot.
The wolf.
The wolf. Sorry. Storch. The wolf.
He really talks like this.
He's got, that's kind of what I wish I sounded like, to be honest with you.
You host a second show later in the day in Phoenix.
I do.
Where they pitch shift your voice, and you are Storch.
So good. That's an interesting story, man. I mean, I tried to follow it for about 5 minutes, and I went, that's a tuna. It's not.
It wasn't easy to follow, but it was one of those things where, like, every paragraph got more and more juicy. You're like, wait, who's this guy now? What?
It's crazy.
It was wild. Hottest team in baseball, it's the Oakland Athletics. They won their 11th game in a row in pretty wild victory, or wild fashion yesterday. It was a walk-off. Two errors. I mean, sometimes when you're hot, you just can't lose,
yep.
Right? Oakland, man, it's kind of got shades of, what was it, 2003?
The Moneyball scene? The Moneyball. Oh, God, how fun was that?
That was in August, not April. But in a sense, the A's have already been the coldest team in baseball with their 1-7 start, and the hottest team in baseball now with an 11-game winning streak, all in the span of 3 weeks. The season started 3 weeks ago today, and the A's have already ridden the biggest roller coaster in the month of April that I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's it. The A's are hot.
It's hot A's.
Hot A's. Sorry, I'm pitching Ben down two levels now.
All in the span of 3 weeks. The season started 3 weeks ago today.
You sound like him.
And the
Not
A's
me.
Have already ridden the biggest roller coaster in the month of April that I think I've ever seen.
That is amazing. Can you pitch us up?
Yeah.
That makes me laugh.
Here's...
I'll wait.
Here's Ben. Times two.
All in the span of 3 weeks. The season started 3 weeks ago today, and the A's have already ridden the biggest roller coaster in the month of April that I think I've ever seen.
Sound like Ben Shapiro. Literally. It's identical.
And here's your boy.
Oh, no.
Jackhammer.
And it, you know, as someone that's been accused of having an entire audience made up of burner accounts.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. That I actually sound more like Ben Shapiro than you do. Amazing.
Careful what you say.
Yeah, careful what you wish for.
And finally, Weezer. We like them. They've got a new album coming out on May 7th. It's called Van Weezer. And it's going to kind of pay homage to heavy metal bands.
Oh, yes.
Kiss, Black Sabbath, Van
Is
Halen,
it a covers
Metallica.
Record?
No. They've released a couple of songs. Not really like, hey, here's a single from our new album, but it's kind of turned out that way. So they came out with their song Hero, which they dedicated to the frontline workers battling the pandemic. Beginning of the End, another pandemic-related song. Those are both on the album. They had a song. They appeared on The Simpsons last year. They had a song in that episode. Also on the album, but this, you know, we do have like one of their official, not having to do with anything in particular, singles from the album, and it's called I Need Some of That.
So it's like an homage to like heavy metal, to rock and roll. Oh, yeah.
Not the usual sound.
No. Oh, I'm all in. Van Weezer, I'm in.
Summertime,
now, see, that doesn't sound like hair metal to me. That sounds like Weezer. Never mind. Short-lived, excited.
Short-lived,
sorry.
That's our Ryan the Report here on a Thursday. When we come back.
Yeah, you did.
Again, we'll hold out some hope until we get final word on Denelson Lamet and they do an MRI and doctors take a look at that elbow. But what happens if they don't get Denelson Lamet back this season? They're already down a starting pitcher in Adrian Morejon. How do the Padres cope now moving forward in their starting rotation? Got to look at that. Can this still be a championship-contending team without two of the guys they expected to be starting pitchers during the course of this season? We'll take a look at that coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.